Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally tonight, markets and company news with Fahima Adia, Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments. And Fahima, so far then, how are the markets reacting to this unprecedented speech delay? What are the immediate impacts on the Rand equities and bonds? What are you seeing?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. So, yes, this was quite an unprecedented outcome, very shocking. And the markets, of course, are reacting on the back of this. So we looked at the Rand immediately after the news broke, and it weakened quite significantly to around 18 Rand 58. The JSE was experiencing some weakness prior to the announcement, but immediately after that announcement, it fell further. So it is having quite a negative impact, which is expected, given that it just does not send the right signal to the market in terms of our cabinet and parliament's ability to be able to make an announcement when it's due.
And as you say, we've also seen some currency volatility. I would imagine that there could be further weakness in the Rand if this political uncertainty continues.
Yes, exactly. I think it just really sends the wrong signal to the market, to the world. And what's concerning is that it was just such a last-minute sort of announcement. There was no communication prior to it. They actually waited for Parliament to go ahead before making this announcement. So it just came to the market as a complete shock and surprise. And as we know, markets do not like shocks and surprises. So we could see some further weakness here in the days ahead.
So as you rightly mentioned, South African bonds are a key indicator of investor sentiment. What is this signaling now about the confidence in the country's fiscal position?
Yes, I think we probably will see bond yields go up, given that the country and also, the global market is probably concerned that we do not have our fiscal position under control on the one hand. But on the other hand, I think something to be mindful of is that it is the first time we've had the first official budget post the establishment of the GNU. So there are new parties that would have needed to agree on several things. So there's really two sides of looking at it. I think on the one side, you could look at it and say that the country, doesn't have their fiscal situation together. On the other hand, it could be seen as the government is trying to be more responsible and just taking a more cautious and measured approach towards setting the budget this year.
Fahima, the logjam seems to have been a possible hike in the VAT rate, either 1 or 2 percentage points. Investors are going to interpret the possibility of higher taxes, though, particularly around VAT, negatively, surely.
Yes, I think VAT increases generally aren't viewed as a positive, particularly considering that it has a big impact on the poorest of people. So I believe they were trying to hike the VAT rate from 15% to 17%, and the idea was then to expand the basket of goods so that more goods would be exempted from VAT, and in that way the poor would not have to suffer. But, we did see VAT increase in the past from 14% to 15%. And actually, interesting to note, it didn't actually have the intended consequence of generating the tax revenue that we would have hoped to see. So I believe the DA has pushed back against that, and that's actually what's leading to some of the delays we're seeing now.
Fahima, you talk about the local equity market being on the back foot as this news came out. We also know that the market has been facing headwinds for quite some time, including global macroeconomic factors. This political uncertainty that we are seeing now, is there the chance, the potential, that it could accelerate outflows from JSE-listed stocks?
Yes, I think it's definitely a concern. So what's actually kept the JSE buoyant to date and the Rand firmer has been the better political stability that we saw post the GNU's establishment last year. And of course, things like better fundamentals in the country related to improvements with load shedding and also a turnaround at Transnet. So this, of course, will create, I think, a red flag in investors' mind when it comes to the political stability of the country if we can't have a government that can agree on things. It could result, I think, in some further weakness on the JSE in the weeks to come.
And just in terms of valuations, then, if the deadlock drags on, one imagines there's going to be even more downside.
Yeah, so I think at this stage it's very important for them to come to an agreement on what date will be set to now table the budget. I believe they said it would be pushed out to sometime in March, but no official date has been given. So once they can come up with a date to go ahead with that, I think it will just give the market more certainty. But until then, it is going to be volatile.
And Fahima, we know the Reserve Bank has maintained a hawkish stance on inflation and currency risk. We now have this economic and political instability. Could this, do you think, force the Saab into any policy shifts?
It's a tricky situation because obviously if the rand depreciates further amidst all of this uncertainty, then that will be a headwind for inflation. You know, it could push that inflation rate higher. We were expecting to see inflation continue to cool in the year ahead and to come within the mid-range of what the Reserve Bank is looking for. But yes, I mean, this could definitely be a headwind to that and could have an impact on, you know, rate cutting in the months to come.
And complicating or adding to the problem, we know that our credit rating is already under pressure. A crisis like this could impact surely our standing with agencies like Moody's and S&P. If you agree with that sentiment, what do you think a downgrade might mean for borrowing costs?
So we actually had some positive news come out from the rating agencies that because things have been going so well until, of course, now, they were actually looking to improve our credit outlook in the next 12 months, revising it from stable to positive. But of course, I mean, I can imagine this will have an impact on how they view things now. And if we are downgraded or if they do not improve the credit rating, it just means that our borrowing costs remain higher. And if it worsens, then borrowing costs would go up even further.
And just a final question then, what advice would you have to investors navigating this uncertainty tonight and tomorrow? For instance, Fahima, are there safe haven assets or sectors or strategies that might offer some resilience in these difficult conditions?
Yeah, so I think for now, the best idea is probably just to hold tight. You don't want to be making any dramatic decisions until the market has had more time to just digest the news. In terms of safe haven assets that you could be looking at would be commodities like gold. So gold, of course, has been doing very well. We could see some further gains there on the back of this uncertainty. And then also copper as a commodity would be, I think, a good place to invest given the recent price increases coming from there.
Well, let's see what happens for the rest of this evening and for tomorrow. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed. Senior Equity Analyst at Momentum Investments.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. We're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night, thank you for listening, and stay invested.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.